Frederick Day was born in 1959 outside Detroit, Michigan, the nation's motor capital, where his father owned and operated an auto parts plant.
He would carry us around on the, in a basket on the end of the forklift and show us where, molten aluminum castings were made. And it was just an amazing and magical experience, and it never left us.
That magic kept FK, as he's known to family and friends, and his older brother Stanley awake at night with dreams of their own.
We'd sit underneath the covers, and Stan would go, "Hey, FK, are we going to go into business together?" And I'd go, "Yeah, Stan, are we going to go into business together?" He'd go, "Yeah, FK, we'll figure that out."
Here's how the business started. FK remembers a day in the mid-1980s when Stanley came home from a bike trip tired and frustrated. He complained that the gear shift was on the frame of the bike and not on the handlebars where it would be easier to reach. The brothers figured a handlebar grip shifter would make them millions, so they designed a prototype and wrote a business plan.
Calling for 100,000 units our first year and 500,000 our second year and 5 million our third year, and then maybe we retire and go sit on the beach somewhere.
That's not exactly the way it happened. They sold 800 that first year, half of which Day says were returned, but they did learn a valuable lesson.
If you focus on the end user's needs and keep evolving and developing the product, you will get there.
They felt confident that the grip shift could change biking habits, so they accelerated their marketing efforts. Consumers who used it helped promote the innovation, which has since become industry standard. It turned the brothers' idea into what today is the second largest bicycle component company in the world. SRAM has 3,000 employees and more than a dozen locations in the United States, Europe, and Asia. That same spirit is at work today with World Bicycle Relief. FK Day began the nonprofit in 2004 in response to the tsunami in Sri Lanka. The group now has a foothold in Zambia and other sub-Saharan African countries. World Bicycle Relief helps people gain access to health care, education, and a job, according to Lamek Kasanga. The Zambian outreach worker is coordinating delivery of more than 50,000 bikes to schoolchildren, teachers, and educational volunteers in his country.
A bicycle is a tool which can help a child to go to a clinic, access education, and again, they can even ferry some vegetables to sell so that they have money to pay for school fees. So a bicycle is really helping not only a child, even the parents, and even the neighbors also can borrow the same bicycles.
Kasanga explains that kids can keep the bikes only if they stay in school. At a recent event in Zambia where over 100 bikes were given out, FK Day was moved when the headmaster started to speak.
With tears in his eyes, he talked about how absenteeism was down, attendance was up, grades were up. Oddly, crazily, which I never expected, early marriages were down.
That's because when girls stay in school, they have more options. In 2006, World Bicycle Relief gave 23,000 bikes to volunteer health workers who were offered a similar incentive, stick with the job and keep the bike. What they ride are sturdy models that Day designed, especially to withstand Africa's often rugged roads and carry heavy loads. They're built in Africa using local manufacturers and suppliers. The nonprofit also trains a corps of mechanics to make repairs. Dave figures he's given away over 70,000 bikes. The bikes are also sold to retailers, farmers, and builders who can afford them. Dave says that helps stimulate the economy in rural areas.
If we can get businesses to focus in on developing products, developing and transferring technologies to serve the bottom of the market in those areas, I think gigantic, dramatic, and deep and lasting impact will be had.
FK Day says these untapped economic markets in poor nations offer the private sector an opportunity to provide goods and social services that are so badly needed to reduce poverty and improve lives. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.